This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 6 days to go and counting, and Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are swinging at each other in these final days before Election Day. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Standing on the ellipse near the White House.
Donald Trump has spent a decade trying to keep the American people divided and afraid of each other.
Harris said that's who he is, but that's not what America is, and not what she will be once elected.
I pledge to be a president for all Americans.
Trump had earlier blasted Harris as unfit to be president.
A total train wreck who is destroyed everything in her path.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
What was that President Biden said about garbage? The AP's Jennifer King.
Did President Biden call Trump supporters garbage? The White House is trying to recover from an unforced error after the president's garbled remark on a campaign call Tuesday. Biden said Donald Trump doesn't give a damn about the Latino community, and he called out comedian Tony Hinchcliffe for saying Puerto Rico is a floating island of garbage at Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden. According to the White House transcript, Biden says the only garbage I see floating out there is his supporters. He then pauses and says his demonization of Latinos is unconscionable. Biden later posted on X that he was referring to the hateful rhetoric about Puerto Rico as garbage, and that's all he meant to say. I'm Jennifer King.
The World Health Organization calls this an outrage. More than 8 million people were diagnosed with tuberculosis last year, the highest number recorded since the WHO began keeping track. It says we've got the tools to prevent tuberculosis. Iran is lifting a ban on Apple's new smartphones. In the past, Iran's supreme leader slammed what he called American luxury goods. The Yankees beat the Dodgers 11-4 to force a World Series Game 5. This is AP News. We'll get a new jobs report Friday, and it'll be the last snapshot of hiring and unemployment before the presidential election. The AP's Donna Warder.
Economists surveyed by the data from FactSet believe Friday's jobs report will show that just 120,000 jobs were added to the economy in October. That's a decent number, but it's less than half of September's robust 254,000 gain. Economists estimate that Hurricanes Helene and Milton, combined with the ongoing Boeing machinist strike, helped reduce hiring last month by a significant number, although mostly temporary. The Labor Department says it thinks the Boeing machinist strike reduced job growth by 41,000 last month. Donna Warder, Washington.
Uncle Sam is handing out billions in railroad grants to help pay for projects nationwide, with more than half of the money going to smaller railroads. The grants announced Tuesday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.